Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from March 30, 2020 to April 3, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On March 30, here were the news. U.S. cash in circulation sees biggest increase since the Y2K bug panic, Fed data indicates. Singapore crypto exchange eyes U.S. expansion after registering with FinCEN. Microsoft files patent application for crypto mining system powered by human activity. Opera's Android web browser adds access to crypto domains for ATM users. Telegram hopes it can still sell tokens to non-US investors after court ruling. Riot Blockchain says coronavirus outbreak might hurt crypto mining farms. Crypto derivatives platform gets nod from London Stock Exchange's software tester. German startup pitches decentralized ID for prescription pickup during COVID-19. Crypto lender Celsius taps Chainlink's price oracles for interest rate decentralization. Binance cut leveraged tokens because users don't read warning notices. Bear market over? Charts on Bitcoin and ASX 200 suggest otherwise. Investors in Polychain Capital's crypto hedge fund saw 1,332% gains if they stomached the dips. Bitcoin diverges from falling equities with $500 price rise. On March 31, here were the news. Australian crypto exchange Coinspot wins ISO security accreditation. Mt. Gox deadline extended again after creditors criticize refund proposal. Ex-Royal Mint team now provides $1 million insurance cover for all Civic crypto wallets. Crypto holders still face issues reporting tax liabilities, survey of CPAs finds. MLB Champions downplays ETH, aims for mass market in new game reboot. Bitcoin's recent recovery won't salvage a terrible month for prices. Crypto markets can never close, and that's a good thing. On April 1, here were the news, Binance Crypto Exchange is launching its first Bitcoin mining pool. Hive blockchain to double Bitcoin mining capacity through $2.8 million share deal. BitMEX operator ups grant for Bitcoin development to $100,000. AT&T files for dismissal in $24 million phone hack case, claims crypto exec didn't read terms. Thousands of Microsoft servers infected by crypto mining botnet since 2018, says report. Tether CTO claims USDT stablecoin can boost DeFi liquidity. Amended lawsuit against Ripple now offers theory that XRP may not be a security. Cannabis shops are using Zap's Lightning app during coronavirus cash crunch. GitHub is burying Bitcoin code inside an Arctic mountain to ride out the next 1,000 years. How financial models could move Bitcoin's price after the halving. On April 2, here were the news. Digital custodian Anchorage adds XRP storage for institutional customers. FATF says US largely compliant with virtual currency recommendations. Cointracker adds 6 industry partnerships for its crypto tax reporting tool. Factum faces liquidation after investors refuse request for more funding. Bitcoin enters historically strong quarter with 3% price gain. SEC seeks more feedback on TZERO's proposed security token exchange. Looking for a halving payday? Quick wins in investing are rare. They have the users, Binance CEO explains why he bought CoinMarketCap. On April 3, here were the news. Cambrial capital to shut down after coronavirus tanks markets, sources. SoftBank-backed fintech firm joins Chinese conglomerate to build blockchain platform. FBI used Bitcoin trail to catch Russian rapper accused of money laundering. Bitcoin extends rally as trading volume for CME futures hits three-week high. P2P exchange HODL HODL takes first step in bringing private Bitcoin trades to Blue Wallet users. Manufacturers mark down Bitcoin miners as price drop, having change calculus. Why are crypto companies going to Abu Dhabi? Corporate America knows the bailout is baked in. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.